fighting erupted Monday when armed Arab militias known as Janjaweed launched an evening raid on the market in El Fasher, the capital city of North Darfur. Five unarmed members of the Sudan Liberation Army, the only rebel faction to sign on to the Darfur peace agreement, attempted to intervene. Two SLA combatants died from injuries in the fighting. Tuesday, the SLA faction, led by Minni Minawi, condemned the attacks and threatened to pull out of the Darfur peace agreement. Minawi accuses the Sudanese government of failing to stop violent attacks on civilians. United Nations spokeswoman Radia Ashouri spoke with VOA today. She says heightened tensions have forced the United Nations to withdraw some staff from the city.
We evacuated all non-UN essential staff and international NGOs. Definitely the incidents that happened in the market are part of the concerns that we have, and also the fact the increased presence of the Janjaweed in the town itself and reports on increased presence of armed groups in the vicinity or on the neighborhood of Al-Fasher. These are the considerations that compelled us to proceed to temporary non-essential stuff.
El Fasher is home to tens of thousands of refugees who fled fighting in their villages for large camps. Tuesday, the African Union peacekeeping component, based in El Fasher, said it had received reports that the AU base was under threat of attack by rebels massing outside of the city. Still, AU spokesman Noureddine Mesni tells VOA the area remains calm. He says the AU is trying to alleviate tension between former rebels and the Sudanese government, which is widely believed to be arming the Janjaweed.
Today we'll have a steering committee of the signatories to the DPA. They will meet, discuss what happened yesterday, to review the security situation in Darfur.
Minawi's threats to pull out of the Darfur peace agreement portend a severe blow to the already shaky deal. His faction of the SLA was the only one to sign on to the AU-brokered peace agreement. Other rebel factions say the agreement does not meet their basic demands of wealth and power sharing. The Darfur conflict is entering into its fourth year. Tens of thousands of Darfuris have died, and some 2 million others have been displaced in Darfur and eastern Chad. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。